This podcast is presented by Walmart, where you'll always find unbeatable prices on over-the-counter drugs. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Hi, and welcome to Discovery Health Podcasts. I'm Wendy Douglas, and this week we're talking about women's health and becoming more proactive with our health care. Joining me today is Dr. Marisa Weiss, Director of Breast Radiation Oncology and Breast Health Outreach at Lankenau Hospital in Pennsylvania. Dr. Weiss is also the president and founder of BreastCancer.org, a wonderful source of information and support on the web. She's also an author and has a new book titled 7 Minutes, How to Get the Most from Your Doctor Visit. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Weiss.
Well, thank you for having me.
So with our busy schedules, many women don't necessarily go to the doctor for their routine checkups. How important are these appointments for women on a regular basis?
Well, women are the biggest consumers of healthcare, often for other people in your family, like your children. But a lot of times, our own healthcare slips off of our priority list. And that can't be, because your life is your greatest gift. And it is each of our personal responsibility to protect and cherish that. And that does mean going to your doctor. But I think a lot of people are intimidated by their doctor because the playing field is so lopsided. You know, it's the doctor is presumably well, you're the one with a health problem. It's on their turf, not yours. The language that those doctors talk is like a foreign language. It's hard to understand them. They're usually dressed nicely, and you're wearing this sort of gown that is barely covering your body. And you never know how much time you have. You know, when that doctor's door, when the door opens and you've been waiting there to see the doctor, you never know. Do you have, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, which is the average time today with your doctor, or do you have an hour? And it's hard to know how many questions to sort of, you know, squeeze in there quickly if you don't know how much time you have. So most people are unnerved when they go to their doctor's office, and they feel diminished because they're not in their position of power. By the time they see the doctor, they kind of feel, exasperated, frustrated, and sort of powerless. So the one way to get around this, you know, is to get prepared for this important meeting, the 7 minutes that you have with your doctor. And that's why I created the book, 7 Minutes, because women need to know, and anybody, this is a book for women and men, need to know, how do you prepare for this short time that you have? Because in today's world, you want to make sure that you get the benefit of all these new medical advances. And you don't want the limited time you have with your doctor to shortchange your chance at benefiting from them.
It's so true. You know, as a patient, I notice a lot of times you go to the doctor and you're done with the visit, and then you always say, oh, I forgot to ask them. So, I mean, I guess there are little things that we can do maybe to help prepare for the visit, but you get very nervous because your time can be so limited.
Right. Well, you definitely want to report your symptoms and any things that you've noticed that are different about your body. You want to be able to write down all of your questions on one piece of paper and legible handwriting, and put the most important questions right at the top. And when you first go in there and the nurse sees you, say, I just want to make sure there's time to answer my questions. I have a list today. If you could let the doctor know that that I have some specific concerns. And then when it comes time to asking the questions, make sure that after each time you ask a question, you stop and listen to the answer. Because what often happens is we get so nervous that after we've asked the question, we keep talking, and the doctor tries to answer you, but he or she can't get in there because you're still talking. Or sometimes what happens is you ask a question, and then they start answering it in words you don't understand, and then you kind of lose your place in the conversation and feel, you know, inadequate again. But you need to say to your doctor, listen, I really value what you have to say. Thank you so much for trying to answer my question, but if you could speak in a way that I can understand, I'd really appreciate that. I'm not a doctor, and this is not my area of expertise, so I appreciate you, and you're translating it for me so I can really understand what you're saying.
With the doctor's visits, a lot of times if we are not feeling sick and we feel like we're young or healthy and nothing's wrong, we feel as if, you know what, I don't need to go to the doctor. Is that a bad thing? I mean, should we just all make sure that we're going at least once a year, even if we feel fine and we think that we're young and healthy?
Well, I think there's a lot of, we don't just go to the doctor because of an illness or cold or a disease, you know. There are a lot of other things to learn about from your doctor's visit that can help you live as healthy a life as possible. And there's certain things that you're not aware of that could be going on. Like, you want to check your blood pressure to make sure that you don't have a problem there. You want to make sure that if you're a woman, that you get your pap smear done, you know, each year, that a regular examination is done. You want to make sure you get skin checks, you know, make sure that there's no signs of any kind of funny mole going on or anything like that. And if there's some pattern in your life, like you think you have allergies or you have certain issues, you know, let's say your overuse of your hands and your neck and things like that because of the work life most people have today at computers, that's something to discuss. So there are a lot of things to talk about, but you may only have 7 minutes. And the 7 minutes book that was just coming out is through breastcancer.org and Random House, and you can get it at breastcancer.org. But we try to help you prepare for this visit. If you're healthy, or if you're feeling not so healthy, or you're you've got a serious medical condition, for anybody, we need to use your 7 minutes in a way that helps protect and cherish your life.
No, it sounds like a great tool, especially I think, you know, patients, we just, like I said before, we get very nervous going to the doctor. So the 7 minute idea and getting prepared and getting the most out of your doctor visit, I think is a great tool for us. Being the founder of breastcancer.org, you know, we learn a lot from that site in terms of the importance of self-breast exams. Are there any other self-exams that we should be doing to help diagnose other diseases?
Well, I mean, there, you want to look at your, your skin surfaces. You know, like, you know, there's a higher risk of melanoma these days, incidence of melanoma. And so you want to, you know, get to know your skin surface. You want to just sort of be aware of how your body's functioning. And so in terms of, you know, and being aware of your symptoms and how you're, you know, from head to toe, how you're functioning at work, how you're functioning in relationships. What's your energy level? There are a lot of things that you can't really see, but that you can keep track of that you want to let your doctor know. You know, for example, if your libido is low and your energy level is low, you may have a hormone issue. If you feel like you can't sleep well and, you know, that there's a change and your performance at work is an issue, or you feel depressed, that's something to talk about with your doctor. I mean, there's a lot we can do each day to improve our overall health as well as our quality of life and sense of well-being. And, you know, doctors are, you know, they're trained to help you do that. And particularly, you know, it's important to find a doctor that you can relate to, that, you know, that you enjoy meeting with, that you can understand and communicate with. Someone that listens to you, takes you seriously, and will respond to your phone calls, and call you, and that you can get in to see. You know, if a doctor won't see you for 6 months, even though you love them, that may not work for you. You want a doctor who, if you're a young person, you want a doctor who's a little bit older than you are, but not about to retire. You want to invest in a relationship that's likely to be long-term.
Thanks again for your time today, Dr. Weiss. For Discovery Health, I'm Wendy Douglas, and for more information on breast cancer, you can visit breastcancer.org, or you can also visit discoveryhealth.com.